That was Tika Tiko no Fuba. It was a live recording by Charles Duplessis. And you are tuned into Book Choice on Fine Music Radio, your calm in the chaos. With me, your bookie host, and when it comes to books, I am very not calm. My name is Paige Nick. I am an author and a voracious reader, and I'll be joining you for this whole hour to welcome our reviewers to the microphone. So let me do just that. Next up, we welcome the team from Jonathan Ball Publishers, who are a very proudly South African publisher. Now, that doesn't mean they only publish South African titles. They also zero in on massive sellers overseas. These are big name international authors. Then they bring them into South Africa and distribute them into bookshops around the country. Jonathan Ball also have a great online presence, and I urge you to check out all their social media platforms. And if you like a podcast, they have a wonderful literary podcast called Pagecast, where they take time to interview many of their authors and talk books. And much like all the publishers on today's show, they're forever giving away books. Oh, and I almost forgot, they also have a book club that takes place every month at a restaurant in Sea Point called Our Local. So check that out if you want to join a bookie gang. Welcome to the show, Jonathan Ball. What do you think we will enjoy reading in August?
Hello to all the lovely listeners of Fine Music Radio. And thank you, Paige, for that lovely introduction as always. This is Shakti, back from Jonathan Ball Publishers, and August marks a monumental Women's Month. This year, South Africa commemorates the 70th anniversary of the 1956 Women's March. On that day, more than 20,000 women marched to the Union Buildings to protest the extension of past laws and the Urban Areas Act, which was led by iconic leaders such as Lillian Ngoyi, Helen Joseph, Rahima Musa, and Sophia Williams-Debrain. The march became a defining moment in South Africa's struggle for equality and justice. On our lineup for this month, we handed the mic over to some strong and inspirational women who have written books that shares their family story, empower us in our work, ignite imagination, celebrate sisterhood, and leave impressionable storytelling for growing minds. You'll be hearing from Sadika Fikir, the powerhouse author of Corporate Rebel, Shafinaz Haseem, the enchanting author behind The Burfi Seller's Daughters, Lulama Mali, who delivers her soul-stirring memoir, Held, and Knox Majorzi, a South African chef working at Fallow Restaurant in London, who gives us a glimpse into the South African cookbook. We also hear from children book authors Celeste Slaver-Laurenston and Clifford Dean Norton about their dynamic in encouraging books, Staan Op vir die Six and Los Biggie Black for Magic. Stay tuned to our social media pages and website for more updates on book launches and new releases. For now, enjoy and happy reading from the Jonathan Ball team.
Hello there, Fine Music Radio listeners. I'm Sadika Fakir, author of Corporate Rebel, and there really couldn't be a better time than Women's Month to talk about why this book exists. Corporate Rebel is for every woman that's been told to speak up more in one meeting and then tone it down in the next. For every woman who's been asked to take notes simply because she owns a pen. And for every woman who somehow becomes the official Olivia Pope and fixer for everything under the sun or before lunchtime. This book explores the messy, hilarious, and sometimes absurd realities of corporate world, of the working environment, of life in general. But at heart, it's actually about courage. The courage to challenge outdated rules, trust your instincts, and stop apologizing for taking up space. Because the truth is, many women spend their careers trying to fit into systems that were never actually designed for them. Corporate Rebel is a reminder that you don't have to become someone else to succeed. You simply have to become more of yourself. It is all about authenticity. This Women's Month, let's celebrate women who have very different parts, who asks difficult questions, who lead with empathy, who occasionally smile politely in meetings whilst thinking, this should have been an email. Because really, your voice matters, your authenticity matters, your unique leadership style matters, and perhaps the greatest act of rebellion is refusing to shrink yourself to make everyone else feel comfortable. Happy Women's Month, and welcome to the rebellion.
This is Shafinaz Haseem, and I'm especially excited to announce the launch of my latest novel, The Burfi Seller's Daughters, in time for Women's Month. I love the celebration of intimate narratives that celebrate the power that women have to tell and live our stories in the best and most beautiful ways possible. This is a story about Zarina and Jainab Mitaiwala, the daughters of a famous sweet seller, and the relationship that they have with their father, and a story of building a family business, living and thriving together, celebrating together, and overcoming all of life's challenges. This is really the story with a human tale, the essence of an immigrant story, but also a proudly South African story that I hope will really resonate with so many readers. And I love to finally be able to share the story with you.
Hi, my name is Lula Mamali, the author of Held, Portrait of the Black Family. At this Women's Month, I'd like to encourage you to read my memoir, because I believe our stories matter, especially that of Black women. I belong to a generation raised by women who didn't just witness South Africa's history, they also survived it, you know. They carry these memories in their minds, in their bones, and in their souls, and their silence and the ways that they loved and protected us. So whether those scars are physical or psychological, they've shaped who we are. I wrote Held because I wanted to honor those women and explore what it means to inherit both their strength and their pain. Held is a story about identity. It's about family. It's about grief, healing as well, and the courage to break those cycles by telling the truth, because I explore a lot about family secrets, and a lot of those secrets are kept by women, you know. So I believe that these stories preserve our history. Black women's stories preserve the heart of that history. They remind us where we've come from, what we've survived, and what is possible when we choose to be seen. I'd say this Women's Month, I'd encourage you to read my book, Held, not simply because it's just my story, but as a tribute to women who've carried us, who've held us, and continue to shape the generations to come. Thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Knox Majozi. I'm a South African chef, born and raised in KZN, and now I live in London. I have a new cookbook, which is called The South African Cookbook. I got inspired to write this book when I was traveling around the world and cannot be able to find any South African cookbook. So with this book, it's about my story, telling the world about our culture, about our heritage, about our diversity of South Africa as a country. In this cookbook, I'll be sharing some recipes with the bride, breakfast, pies, salads, street food, meat and vegetables, as well as desserts in South Africa. I am very excited that I will be in South Africa in August, and I'm so thrilled that my book will be released in the Women's Month. As a leading chef in the male-dominant industry, this is a great celebration for South Africa to honor all the women.
Hello everyone, my name is Celeste Slabon-Lauriston. I am the author of Staan Op 46, described as an Afrikaans Romeo and Juliet style story. The book centers on the conflict between two rival gangs, the Strikers and the Havana Boys. The Strikers control only one piece of the land, known as D6, while the Havana Boys control the rest of the community. The Havana Boys wants to claim D6. This struggle for power drives the tension throughout the book. Readers experience these events through three main characters, Puma, Rolo, and Astrid, Puma's sister. As a writer, I wanted my readers to understand the inner turmoil of each of these characters and to see how fear and loss and ambition shape the choices that they make in order to survive. After losing his father, Puma is driven by his longing and his pain. His grief leads him towards the gang life. Rolo is motivated by a deep sense of inadequacy. His need to prove himself pushes him to become a powerful gang leader. Astrid is a grade 11 learner whose choices are guided by her humanity and her love for her community. As a natural leader, she begins a campaign against gang violence and stands up to her brother because she believes in peace and compassion. For Women's Month, Astrid represents the strength, resilience, and the hope. Even when threatened by her brother, she refuses to give up on her mission. Instead, she inspires others to stand up for themselves and to demand an end to the violence in their community. Women's Month remind us that women have voices that deserve to be heard. We should not be silenced when we believe in the power and purpose of our cause. Like Astrid, we must believe in our inner strength, rise in conviction, and let our voices be known. Thank you for the opportunity.
Hello and happy Women's Month. My name is Lifadine Norton, the author of Losabiki Plek for Magic. In English, it means leave a bit of space for magic. I loved writing this book. It tells the story of Narubi, an 18-year-old in the final months of her high school career. She just wants to end it on a high note. But on her 18th birthday, she wakes up to a ghost sitting at the end of her bed. This ghost belongs to her aunt, who went missing 20 years ago. Narubi is a planner. She knows what she wants from life, and she will make sure to get it. So she goes on a journey to find out what exactly happened to her aunt. Because if she's going to tell her mother, who's been mourning her sister for more than 20 years, that her aunt has passed, she's going to have an answer for it. I think this book is a perfect book for Women's Month. I hope you can sit back and enjoy it. It's the 70th anniversary for Women's Month, and it's a reminder that women, when they come together, still have the power to make a difference, which is very needed in South Africa, where femicide is taking a lot of our mothers, daughters, sisters, and cousins' lives. We can make that difference. FM.